Welcome to The Rolling Wave on The Voice of Vashon with John Daly.
And Jeff Hoyt,
who's always here and making us sound good. Unfortunately, Kat is under the weather, so it's just going to be us guys. We'll hang out. We'll try to emphasize our feminine side.
It's mostly you, John. I don't know much about Celtic music. This has been a learning experience, this show, for me.
Oh, well, I'm happy to to be of what use I can be. We're going to start things off with, I'm going to probably mispronounce the first name, Jori, D-A-O-I-R-I, Farrell, with Sullivan's John.
Oh, Sullivan's John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. And you've gone with a tinker's daughter far along the road to Rome. Ah, Sullivan's John, you won't stick it long till your belly will soon be slack. And you'll be going the road with a mighty load and a toolbox on your back. I met Katie Cafe with her neat baby all along and her back strapped on. She'd an old ash planted love in her fist for to ride the old donkey on. Oh, inquiring at every farmer's house as along the road she passed. Ah, where would she get an old pot to mend, or where would she find an ass? Ah, Sullivan's John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. Oh, you've gone with a tinker's daughter, far along the road to Rome. Ah, Sullivan's John, you won't stick it long till your belly will soon get slack. You'll be going the road with a mighty load and a toolbox on your back. There's a hairy ass fair in the county Clare, in a place they call Spansel Hill, where my brother James got a rap on the hames while poor Paddy he tried to kill. And they loaded him up on an old horse and cart and along the road to go. Oh, bad luck to the day that he went away to join with the tinker band. Sullivan's John, to the road you've gone, far away from your native home. Oh, you've gone with a tinker's daughter, far along the road to Rome. Ah, Sullivan's John, you won't stick it long till your belly will soon be slack. You'll be going the road with a mighty load and a toolbox on your back. You'll be going the road with a mighty load and a toolbox on your back.
tell you the story. All good friends of mine are the heroes and survivors of a terrible time. Two great people separated by the sea joined an understanding of a great calamity, of a great calamity. 1831, it was the darkest of their years. Colonel Jackson drove the Choctaw on the Trail of Tears with the saber and the rifle on a 1,000-mile drive to the land of Oklahoma. Only half would survive, only half would survive. Well, they called it a reservation. It was a cage without a wire. What 100 years later the Germans would admire, surrounded by a state that held the lock and key to the vision of their future and their free humanity. Well, their free humanity. Irish land, famine stalked the countryside with doom on every hand. Starvation, desperation, driven to extremes, they died eating grass, their mouths stained with green. Well, their mouths stained with green. And it was the British Empire that held the lock and key to their island reservation and their free humanity. All along the hungry countryside, they walked the trail of tears through death and emigration. Half the people disappeared, half the people disappeared. Travels fast when it goes from hand to hand all across the mighty ocean to the Oklahoma land. When the Choctaw heard the story of the Irish and their plight, they knew they were related, though their skins were red and white, though their skins were red and white. And though their hands were nearly empty and their lands were nearly bare, they collected all the money that they thought that they could spare. And they sent it off to Ireland to their unknown new friends. $140, it was a fortune to them then. It was a fortune to them then. My story, you may marvel at its worth, oh, but I tell you there is goodness in the people of the earth, and I tell you there is beauty in the darkest of the days, and a light to come shining, blow the darkness all away, blow the darkness all away.
Jim Page off of Heroes and Survivors.
Jim Page?
Jim Page.
Jimmy Page?
Not the Jimmy Page.
Oh, okay.
The real Jim Page.
All right. I got you.
From Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been he on gets the that island. All the time, I'm sure.
I bet he does. Yeah. Totally different style of guitar playing. But yeah, that's he's written several songs that have an Irish theme to it. Where this is March, so St. Patrick's Day month.
Do you know Jim Page?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
He's a really good friend of Kat's, yeah. And she's had him over to play mm-hmm. on the island several yeah. times. In fact, just about, I think, in January.
Yeah.
January, early part of January, he was here, played
excellent.
At the Avra.
I love that you guys bring all these people over.
Yeah, we try. Well, yeah. Kat is mainly the person that does yeah. it. Yeah, the Havre has been great, although they're raising their rent.
Oh.
So I don't know if we'll be able to continue to use them.
Hmm.
It's just, but you know, everything's going up.
So. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Nice space, though.
It is a really great space acoustically, and the people are really nice.
Yeah.
So it's been a great place for that. And before that, we started off with a golden track from the Bothy Band. That was the Old Hag Set. And we started things off with Sullivan's John by Jory Farrell. And we're going to go into the next set here with Liz Carroll and John Doyle from the Double Play CD. This is going to hit the first tune in the set is Patty Gleck and Strip to Dingle. Thank you.
1844, on March the 18th day, we hoisted our colors to the top of the mast, and for Greenland's bore away, brave boys, and for Greenland's bore away. Now the lookout in the crow's nest he stood, with a spyglass in his hand. "There's a whale, there's a whale, there's a whale fish," he cried. "And she blows on every span, brave boys, and she blows on every span." Now the captain stood on the quarter deck, and the ice was in his eye. Over hull, let your davit tackles fall, and you put your boats to sea, brave boys, and you put your boats to sea. So the boat was lowered and the men put out, and soon the whale was in view. Resolved, resolved, was each whaler-man bold, for to steer where that whale-fish blew, brave boys, for to steer where that whale-fish blew. Now the harpoon struck, and the line paid out, and the whale gave a flourish of her tail. She capsized our boat, and we lost 7 men, and we never caught that whale, brave boys, and we never caught that whale. Now the losing of those fine sailors bold, it grieved our captain sore, but the losing of that 100-barrel whale, it grieved him 10 times more, brave boys, it grieved him 10 times more. Well, Greenland is a barren place, 'tis a place that's seldom green, where there's ice and snow, and the whale fishes blow, and the sunlight's seldom seen, brave boys, and the sunlight's seldom seen. Thank you.
That was Martin Donahue from his CD called Free Spirit, and the tune was Tam Lin, also known as the Glasgow Hornpipe, and that's one of the Shamrock Top 40 hits.
The Shamrock Top 40?
Yeah.
Is that like a syndicated radio show?
No, that's just something I came up with. Because that's one of the more popular tunes
with
out
Casey
there.
Casey O'Kasem?
Yeah, right. Casey. True enough, you know. Let's see. Before that, we had Jesse Ferguson singing Greenland Whale Fishery. Because we
that
had
was great.
Something about Greenland in here, given what's going on there. And we started things off with Chicago's own Liz Carroll, backed up with by John Doyle on the guitar. That was a set of tunes off of their double play CD.
So from Chicago, so Kat probably knows her.
Very well, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're good friends. They've been in concerts together in Chicago. Yeah, she's amazing. I mean, the whole Chicago scene is just amazing in terms of Irish musicians.
And
a lot of...
Would Chicago, is that the primary big city Irish scene for music, or would it be Boston or New York? Or
I mean, from my perspective, which is, you know, myopic, but I would say Chicago is the place. I mean, there are plenty of musicians from New York and also Boston and even Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Baltimore is a big place for Irish music.
Chicago's the only place where they dye the river green, though.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so
it's the
that's making a commitment.
And you know, they're very proud of being Irish there, and a lot of recent immigrants from Ireland in like in the last 50, 70 years have come to Chicago, places like Chicago, Philadelphia, New York. And Liz's parents are from the old country. She was born in America. Jimmy Keane, his father and mother came from Ireland. John Whelan, he was, his parents came from Ireland. He was, I believe he was born in England though, but then he settled in Boston before he came out here.
Okay.
Came out west. So yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's funny, when I lived in Chicago, I didn't really go to any of, I mean, I went to like the big commercial bands that played there, but I didn't really go to any sessions. I didn't really even know about it. So
when were you in Chicago?
From 82 to 87.
So 40 plus years ago.
Yeah. But it was there. I mean, the Hibernian Society is a big deal in Chicago, but it's nothing I wanted to be a part of.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of really great country music in Chicago, a lot of really great folk music in Chicago. But for some reason, I never came across the Irish music, but for whatever that's worth.
Were you playing the pipes?
Well, I was living in an apartment, so
you would have been like what, 20?
I was 25.
Yeah,
when I got there, 24, 25. Yeah, I played mostly small pipes in my apartment, so I wouldn't bother anybody.
You sure you weren't bothering anybody?
Nobody complained, and given my neighbors at the time, I'm sure they would have if I was bothering them. But yeah, no, we had my wife at the time and I, we liked to, on the weekends, play cards at night with one of our neighbors and listen to country music.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Dwight Yoakam. And that was when, like, Dwight, this kind of like alternative country music was the thing.
Yeah.
And people like Dwight Yoakam and Steve Earle. And
things were starting to pick up in tempo with country music.
Yeah.
They were getting away from the old truck and... dog songs.
Although they're back at it now.
Yeah.
Trucks, mama.
Yeah.
Jail.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Right.
Beer. Yeah. Well, back to Irish music. We're going to, speaking of Boston, I've got the Dropkick Murphys queued up here, the Fields of Athenry, which is usually the usual take on this song is very sappy, but okay. I like this version.
So. Go for it.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. We'll be right back.
she danced in the street with the guns all around her, all torn like a rag doll, barefoot in the rain. And she sang like a child to her day, to her daddy. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? She sat by the banks of the dirty gray river and tried for a fish with a worm on a pin. There was nothing but fever and ghosts in the water. Oh, how will I ever be simple again? War was my love and my friend and companion, and what did I care for the pretty and plain? But her smile was so clear and my heart was so troubled. Oh, how will I ever be simple again?
The lovely Kat Eggleston, who happens to be my wife. And that was off of Bohola 4. And the song was How Will I Ever Be Simple Again? Before that, we heard Brendan Bagley and Kevin O'Reilly. And the first tune was a lovely hornpipe that Brendan composed for his daughter, Cleona. And we started things off with The Fields of Athenry by the Dropkick Murphys, sort of an unofficial anthem of Ireland, and sung kind of an odd choice for a football song, but that's what the Irish...
That's a football song?
Yeah, they sing that a lot at Gaelic football. They call it Gaelic football. That's kind of like Australian football.
Oh, okay. So not just soccer.
No. Yeah, okay. They sing it at soccer too.
Yeah.
But Gaelic football is really big in Ireland. It's sort of a cross between, well, it's like hurling without the hurls.
You know, I think I saw it when my daughter and I were in Ireland. We'd go into pubs.
Yeah.
And there'd be this brand of football that I'd never really seen.
Yeah.
And they were really into it.
Oh, yeah.
And I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, it's like rugby.
Yeah, yeah,
it's fun to watch. It's a little more fluid than rugby, to my mind.
Right.
You can kick it more.
Yeah, yeah. There was lots of kicking.
Yeah.
And the people in the pubs were into it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's a big deal. And the interesting thing, when I was over there, 2012, I was in Donegal when Donegal won the National Football Championship. and their colors are yellow and green.
Yeah.
So it was like the whole town went nuts and everything was yellow and green. I felt like I was back at Vashon.
Go Pirates.
Yeah, go Pirates. It was really funny. So, yes, keeping up with the St. Patrick's Month theme, we're going to go back to the Bothy Band and hear some Gaelic mouth music.
Vain in fetter full of man in vain in fetter full of man in Newland back on the mad of vain in Midgresser and I ring. The madic net in you and see Ellen and born 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 and vein in fetter fallen man in Newland back on the man of vein in min gresser and ending na marik na dinning on siel in a born a born and in a born a born and in a born a born born of a funnola yell in a born a born and in a born a born and in a born a born born of a funnola adur she dat in the shaw adur she dat in the shaw adur she dat in the shaw vein in min gresser and ending na marik na dinning on siel in a born a born and in a born a born and in a born a born born of a funnola yell in a born a born and in a born a born and in a born a born born of a funnola Urshing off, we need me urshing off, and me urshing all is an all. I've had an orders and all got a hideous yell in a born and born and a born and born and a born and born born of a funnel, a yell in a born and born and a born and born and a born and born born of a funnel. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a lovely jazzy slow air composed and played by David Munley and friends.
And before slow that, air?
Yeah, that's what we called kind of tune laments.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's a new one for me.
Yeah, what's yeah. they call them? Slow airs are, I don't know, different as opposed to song airs, I suppose.
Yeah.
Although a lot of slow airs are the melodies of songs.
I believe you.
Yeah. One of those little idiosyncratic things about this kind of music. Kat was in David Munley's band, too. She toured with him.
She was in a lot of bands.
She was, you know. That was well before me.
Yeah.
You know, but... And before that, we heard the Goddard Sisters playing their tune called Hurricane Ridge, which is in the Olympic Mountains.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen them.
You've seen them. Yeah. Are they local?
Yeah, they're from around here. I think it seems like they're from Monroe or somewhere up that way.
Okay.
Maybe some other town that starts with an M.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But cool. North.
North.
Yeah.
Go north, young man.
Mm-hmm.
And we started things off with a classic from the Bothy band. I'm not going to try to pronounce the Gaelic or Gaelic. It's Finley's Bothy is the name of the mouth music there. And that tune, that song, was actually collected in Scotland by, I had a teacher a long time ago named Rona MacDonald. She was from South Uist. And her mother was who that song was collected from.
Rona MacDonald?
Rona MacDonald, yeah.
Did she get some jokes about the similarity to Ronald MacDonald? I'm just wondering.
You know, they don't do that over there.
Okay. I'm just throwing stuff at the wall here.
Yeah.
Yes. Kat's not here, so I've just got to be the heckler from the bleachers.
There are quite a few Ronald MacDonalds in Scotland, to be honest with you. There's a whole clan that was named after a Ronald MacDonald. But the Gaelic for Ronald is Ranald.
Yeah, okay.
So it's Clan Ranald. But yeah. No, MacDonald's has done a lot to hurt our culture.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I want to thank you again, Jeff.
Oh, my pleasure.
For helping me out here. And
I look forward to this show every month.
I do too. And you've made it so much easier for us. And too bad can't be here today.
Get well, Kat.
Yes. And I'm sure she'll listen to this show and enjoy it. We're going to go out with something that I normally don't do. We don't normally do it. We don't usually play big commercial bands, but this is a fairly new song from U2, and it just seemed very appropriate. It's called American Obituary.
America will rise against the people.